Alright. Are you going? Hit record. I'll click the pause thing. Okay. We're not acting like Laurel and Hardy. Alright, did you get it going? Alright, and these little penile looking things are racing across the board. So that means we are working, and that means I can say good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight we have a very special show for you. This is the foreplay to the Masturbate-a-thon. That's right. May is National Masturbation Month, as the Reverend was informed after the show initially began by the greats Laura Riskell, Dr. Susan Block, LaSara Firefox, and the Dark Lady, at least some of whom are planning their special fundraisers this month. We are honoring the one whom we already know about, who is doing a masturbate-a-thon for good causes in late May. So we can do a part one and part two of this theme as foreplays to her great event. Her name is Dark Lady in Portland, Oregon, book burner and friend, and wild writer. She is at darklady.com, and her website is masturbateathon, with a hyphen between the words, masturbateathon.org, money going to Choice AIDS Services and Sex Positive Advocacy Groups. Going to start off with a very soft and tender song, since it is Mother's Day. A rather beautiful song by the Impotent Sea Snakes. This song is entitled Pope John Paul Can Suck My Dick. Lord, make this machine work. We need a miracle on this turntable. All right, it's on. Holy crap!
sure that through my copy from a motel room, Clementine and Abel and all their doom. Now the walls of Jericho keep tumbling down. They smote and lied in every town. How Jesus turned the water into wine so the 12 apostles could have a drunken time. That Lord said to Abraham, he'll be a son. Melrose Place was never this the same. Yeah, the Bible is crap. Jerry Powell's a rat. The Christian Coalition is a bunch of crap. The Bible is crap. And crap needs a slap. I think the world's gonna destroy that. I could stay, but I swept the mess. No, I'd be safe from hell at 20 below. Yeah, the Bible is crap. Jerry Falwell's a rap. The quiet liars I'd like to slap. They tried to get me into Bible class, but I got up there and kicked them in the ass. Yeah, the Bible is crap. Jerry Falwell's a rap. The Christian Coalition is a bunch of claptrap. The Bible is crap. I can't Robertson, oh, come on, everybody. Yeah, the Bible is right. Jerry Falwell's a rap. The Christian Coalition is a bunch of crap. The Bible is crap. Crap, crap, needs a swap. I hate the world, gonna destroy that.
Is this on? Greetings to Plantard and the other book burners in beautiful England, home of Tony Blah Blah Blah, who listen to the show in the middle of the night, and to everybody who's in weird time zones. But hello especially to Plantard and your fellow British people who are trying to endure the age of horrors with George W. Moron Bush's butt licker, Tony Blair. So we're going to play a hot song from England for you while Everlasting Godstopper sends me hot messages and masturbates while my show is on. This is a live version of the Buzzcocks. Ever fallen in love with someone you shouldn't have?
Well, you're Mr. The Eurovision Song Contest, so we thought...
Okay, we'll do one
of
the pieces. There's so many. First, the top 10
list. I'm falling in love with someone I shouldn't have. We'll
Okay, you heard Scream doing Fight and American. The Vibrators did We Vibrate. The Buzzcocks did Ever Fallen in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have. And that's from their live CD from 1979. Joe Keithley from DOA did The Bible is Crap from his first solo release, Beat Trash, from Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com, and started off with the Impotent Sea Snakes doing Pope John Paul Can Suck My Dick. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org from 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA, as well as relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and also appropriately repeat broadcasted Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack, as well as relay broadcast live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. Tonight the theme is Foreplay 2, The Masturbate-a-thon, Part 1. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalists or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest moronic idiot in a presidential office before George Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. And if you write, you can give ideas for future shows, feedback for this one, and you can request, in addition to the mailing list, the Reverend's eternal mailing list, which is all the songs played in the show, all the things talked about, and of course all of the plugs and thank yous and credits at the end and miscellaneous others. The playlist for last week's Fetal Attraction show is forthcoming. It was a very busy week, but it is forthcoming, and you can get that as well. That includes the report on the Washington, D.C. pro-choice march. And thank you for the feedback for that show. Next week on The Reverend Is In, foreplay to the Masturbatathon Part 2. Possibly with a live guest. Although, as Kenny points out, it would kind of make a Masturbatathon-related show kind of pointless. But we want to make it very worthwhile, and I'm not going to say who it is in case it does not happen. Part 2 next Sunday night, and in 2 weeks, May 23rd, going to revive a once-before theme, but we're dropping the word foreign from the title, Charles Manson and His Influence on U.S. Policy. And that will also include special instruction training on how to be an American prison guard. And the last Sunday of May, another tradition on The Reverend Is In, the infamous Memorial Day special. And that'll be a memorable show. Forthcoming themes include pubic property, and The Reverend is seeking input on that and got some good ideas from other people so far. But we're going to discuss the rise of Puritanism and sex negativism from the left and the right, liberals and conservatives, believers and groupthink, freethinkers, on and on and on. So send your input and get some input for the pubic property show that'll happen this summer. Another future theme includes 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. And flashing forward to August, special report and coverage and live correspondence from the Republican Convention protests in New York City with special correspondent Pie Man from pieman.org. And that will be fun to get reports from the Pie Man. And that's all the stuff that is forthcoming. Tonight, the theme is Foreplay to the Masturbatathon, Part 1. And if you want to peruse those sites and you missed the introduction, the one known Masturbatathon function is being organized in Portland, Oregon by the Reverend's friend Dark Lady from darklady.com. And there's a special site for the event, masturbatathon.org, with a hyphen between the a-thon, masturbatathon.org. And it goes to good causes. It usually goes to reproductive freedom and choice, different AIDS hospices and service providers, Carol Queen's sexuality research organization, other sex-positive advocacy groups. And next week, any feedback or any thoughts from you, we will explore. Father Oblivion gets here. We will pontificate on exactly how a person is supposed to pledge and alternatives to what freethinkers can stay and set can say instead of, oh God, when coming. Paul Krasner had an interesting idea about that on one of his comedy CDs. It was that, I believe he was performing cunnilingus on the woman who is an atheist, and at one point she caught herself after she said, oh God, and so she's writhing and making all these other noises, and then she changed it, or she amended her shouting to no God. And I think that's very appropriate, because I know that when going down and when eating that special someone, and the Reverend is getting a crink in his neck The last thing he needs to hear is credit going to this detached, removed, kind of uninvolved fucker who stood around watching his own kid get off. Hello, somebody call family services. And this do-nothing sitting around somewhere, this kind of mythical daddy Santa figure. And if I'm the one getting a crank neck, and I don't mind, but don't give the credit to your God if I'm eating you. So anyway, what people can say when they're coming and they don't want to infuse a holy proselytization during their eating, and we will explore all of these fine subjects with the live guest or with Father Oblivion. I'm going to give a couple plugs. There's a lot to cover tonight in addition to the great theme. And catch Life of Brian, Monty Python, in response to the Passion of the Santa Claus. Actually, that's not the one that's out. That's my movie coming out. The Passion of What's-His-Face. Monty Python has reissued The Meaning of Life from the late 70s, which is one of the greatest films of all times, and it's in the theaters in Philadelphia area. It's at the Ritz, and that is so worth it. It's a perfect balance, one of the funniest films ever made. Life of Brian reissued, and that is highly recommended. And if you want some comfort and relief from all the attention and hype that was given to the infamous fictional comedy snuff film of Mel Gibson's, check out the comedy site landoverbaptist.org, always full of laughs, and also marketers of the What Would Jesus Do thong. Yeah, that's what you want to see down there. Some 60s looking rock star with a headband of thorns ready to greet you. Okay, what else are we going to cover? Some coffee goddess news. A couple that we're going to deal with. And anti-choice goonery that have been intensifying their harassment against women at the clinics. The forthcoming Beholder film, The Day After Tomorrow film, DC Independent Media, and a whole lot more. But let's play some tunes and hope that Father Oblivion gets here, because he promised some good masturbation stories, and you know he has some good ones. Let's play a song from the 70s. This is by Frank Zappa from the Overnight Sensation release, and this is entitled Dynamo Hum. Lord, make this work.
I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Hum. She strolled on over, said, "Look here, bum, I got a $40 bill, say, you can't make me come. You just can't do it." She made a bet with her sister who's a little bit dumb. She could prove it any time, all men will scum. I don't mind that you called me a bum, but I knew right away she was really gonna come. So I got down to it. I whipped off a bloomers and stiffened my thumb and applied rotation on a sugar plum. I poked and stroked till my wrist got numb, but I still didn't hear no dynamo hum. Dynamo hum, dynamo hum, dynamo hum. Where's this dynamo coming from? I done spent 3 hours and I ain't got a crumb from the dynamo, dynamo, dynamo from the dynamo hum.
Got a spot that gets me hot, ooh, and you ain't been to it. Got a spot that gets me hot, ooh, and you ain't been to it. No, got a spot that gets me hot, but you ain't been to it. Got a spot that gets me hot. You ain't been to it.
She's hand on her upper lip area, and she said, just get me wasted, and you're halfway there, cause if my mind's tore up, then my body don't care. I rubbed my chinny chin chin and said, my, what sort of thing might this lady get high upon? I checked out her sister who was holding the bet and wondered what kind of trip the young lady was on. The $40 bill didn't matter no more when her sister got naked and laid on the floor. She said, Dynamo might win the bet, but she could use a little. If I wasn't done yet, I told her,
speak of the sound of birds in the sky.
So I pulled on her hair, got her legs in the air, and asked if she had any cooties in there.
What do you mean, cooties? No cooties on me.
She was buns up kneeling.
Buns up.
I was wheeling and dealing. She surrendered to the feeling, and she started into squealing. Dynamo watched from the edge of the bed, with her lips just a-twitching and her face gone red. Some drool rolling down from the edge of her chin, while she spied the condition her sister was in. She quivered and quaked and clutched at herself, while her sister made a joke about her mental health. Till Dynamo finally did give in, but I told her all she really needed was some discipline. Kiss my aura, Dora. It's real Angora. Would y'all like some more? Right here on the floor. And how about you, Fauna? You wanna? Sound like you're choking on something. Did you say you want some more? Well, here's some more. Oh, sure, but you think I could interest you in a pair of zircon-encrusted tweezers? Wait a minute, let me sterilize them. Give me your lighter.
I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Home. Said, look here, bum, I got a $40 bill. Say, you can't make me come. You just can't do it. I whipped off a bloomers and stiffened my thumb and applied rotation on a sugar plum. I poked and stroked till my wrist got numb, and you know I heard some Dynamo hum. Some Dynamo hum. Dynamo hum. Dynamo hum. Dynamo. Dynamo. And little dynamo, and some dynamo, and some dynamo, and some dynamo, and a little dynamo, and some dynamo, and some dynamo, and some dynamo, and some dynamo. And
crap. Hello, trendy East Villagers with rich parents. Your friend, your artist is dying. Where are you now? Where are you now? Hello, 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 rock and roll. You used his imagery for your AIDS tour. And when he went to the concert, the only thing Bono could say was, pray with me, pray with me. Yeah, I'd like to see Bono on Medicaid. Hello, 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 ambulance. Today, one of your clients' IV came out, and you could give a shit. And when I said, let's get this man to the hospital, the only thing you could say was, I don't know the way to the hospital. Hello, 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 emergency. Don't bother helping anyone who's sick. Don't bother helping someone who's suffering. He's gonna die anyway. He's a leper anyway. Hello, 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 admitting. Someone's puking and bleeding in your mauve room. Someone's puking and bleeding on your mauve room. There's no one to admit him. There's no one to admit him. Hello, 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 hospital. Someone needs a wheelchair. Ain't got one. Someone needs a bed. Ain't got one. Someone needs a blanket. Ain't got one. Someone needs a towel to dry off the cake blood. Oh, just throw him. Oh, just throw him a box of dirty rags. Hello. Hello. Hello, society. No answer. Hello. Hello. Hello, America. No answer.
Attention, everyone. This is an emergency broadcast. The unpleasant noise you're about to hear coming from your radio is not a mistake. Please do not turn off your radio, but turn up the volume on your receiver as high as it can go so that you can make the sound.
Yeah. don't want it.
That was the Evil Mothers doing Never Trust a John. Karen Finley did Hello Mother. Duchess de Sade did Cafe Flesh. Lard did I Wanna Be a Drug Sniffin' Dog. And started off with Frank Zappa doing Dynamo Hum. And we're going to play some more Evil Mother in the background, because this special Mother's Day CD is so great. It's entitled Pitchforks and Perverts, and it's from, I believe, 1994. And in the background we'll hear the final two tracks, Insects and Miserable Finger, and cover more agenda items. I forgot to plug a very significant Philadelphia event, Philadelphia area listeners. The great Amy Goodman is coming. And she's going to be in Philadelphia on Tuesday, May 4th. I can't be right. May 11th. On Tuesday at the Free Library of Philadelphia, Montgomery Auditorium, at 1901 Vine Street at 12:30 p.m. Amy Goodman is on tour promoting her new book that the Reverend knows is going to be great, entitled Exception to the Rulers, Exposing Oily Politicians, War Profiteers, and the Media That Love Them. And it's also promoed on her, on the website of the project she's a part of called Democracy Now, which is at democracynow.org. And click on the book cover, and there's some good reviews by Michael Moore, Noam Chomsky, Aaron Hadi Roy, Susan Sarandon, and a whole lot of other people. And the great Amy Goodman will be in Philadelphia May 11th. And at democracynow.org, you can check out her new book that is just, you just know, is going to be a classic. And there is going to be a new film by Michael Moore that will cover extensively George W. Numbnuts Moron Executioner, Cokehead, Enron Ho, Corporate Stooge, War Criminal, Bloody Massacrist, Taliban Wannabe, Bush, and his war, and his 9/11 cover-ups, and on, that will be the next Michael Moore film, entitled Fahrenheit 9/11, and it was produced by Miramax Films, but they are owned by Disney Corporation. And at this time, Disney Corporation is tying up the film, and not in the fun way of tying up and the consensual way, but in a way that is putting a stop to the film, at least a temporary stop to the film. And so what is to happen next is unknown at this time, but Fahrenheit 9/11 is the next Michael Moore film, and you can check out what's happening with that, what's happening with Miramax, what's happening to the Disney assholes who are holding up the film after originally agreeing to put the film out. Go to michaelmoore.com and check that out. And I have to say this now, because the Reverend was working on the show this morning, sucking down the coffee, waking up, enjoying the indescribable pleasant company and thrill of being with the coffee goddesses, the sacred, cherished coffee goddesses, some of whom were talking, and some had, like, lost their moms early in life, and on. So we're talking, and only a couple minutes, mind you, and it was a kind of a slow hour, I might add, even though it's Mother's Day. And so we're talking all this stuff, and we saw that same scary abuser male face squarely facing the table. Gruesome expression. A man who looks like he would frighten somebody from the wrestling league, making his face in the direction of the sacred coffee goddess. And so it is necessary to say yet again that you, Mr. Dickhead, are coming alarmingly close to meriting the Reverend Bookburn curse. And I know at least some of the coffee goddesses are listening, and maybe you yourself. So I just want to say, Mr. Dickhead, that when the Reverend Bookburn curse is placed upon another human, an attacker of this show, or anybody who warrants it, and when the Dr. Susan Block curse is placed on another person, drsusanblock.com, the great Dr. Susie, the Reverend's friend in L.A., every one of our curses has resulted in mayhem and destruction. And your predecessors, the forgotten evil men who preceded you, who abused the coffee goddesses, have met a fate you don't want to be reminded of. The curse is fail-safe, and you will receive on the air the Reverend Bookburn curse if you continue to abuse the sacred coffee goddesses. All right, back to business. Today is Mother's Day, and we have some interesting history that came the way. And thank you, people who send the Reverend all this most interesting stuff. There is an article about the origin of Mother's Day at alternet.org, and it's still on the face page. It wasn't a move back into one of those sections from the left margin, but still on the face page of alternet.org. And if you're too lazy to read the article, or just disinterested, it talks about when Mother's Day first came into being in the early 1900s, and it came to be when groups of women called upon each other and called on all women to organize, participate, be a part of general strikes for the purpose of putting an end to war. Putting an end to the war at the time, the male carnage, death and destruction, the usual shit that the forces of greed and abuse in government perpetrate. And that was the beginning of Mother's Day, before it was, of course, co-opted into a family values kind of event. Not that it isn't cool, and not that it isn't great, and yes, the Reverend does get into it. However, that is the origin of Mother's Day, and it's at alternet.org. And also, the Reverend's friend, LaSara Firefox, who just might be celebrating National Masturbation Month, as she speaks, and I believe she's the one who turn the Reverend on to that idea, on to that news from a kind of an alternative scene within the adult entertainment world, etc., and adult publishing world. LaSara Firefox has posted a copy of the Mother's Day Proclamation. I believe that's from 1910. She has her own group at the Yahoo group, so it groups yahoo.com. Her group is called Sexy Mama, and that is Truth in Advertising, and that's the Sexy Mama group within Yahoo groups. You can see Mother's Day proclamation and other things that the great Lacera Firefox is up to. History of Mother's Day. And if time permits, we'll play a track that is more in keeping with the spirit of Mother's Day. Alright, Amy Goodman already covered that. Let's see. This, I don't want to read. This is another long-ass thing. I don't know why I bring 5 hours worth of stuff to the show. So, I'm not going to read this article. If you want it, I will either email you or you could try to find it at this big-ass website. The article, which is very good, is entitled Religious Fanatics Cannot Dictate Women's Freedoms by Vivek Thupil. And it's from The Triangle, with the in the title, thetriangle.org. And it was actually a mile-long link. So if you can't find it, I'll send it to you by email. Write to me, quail@sjcbc.org, and I will send it to you. The next Beastie Boys CD coming out this summer, according to Kenny, around a month from now. Check it out, beastieboys.com. And, I guess I should expand the discussion that happened today with the coffee goddess whose mother died several years ago when she was tiny. And the Reverend also dealt with this both within and outside of work. The Reverend, as longer-term listeners know, is a mild-mannered social worker during the week. And but not just within work, but outside of work. If you did lose your mother, and or you are estranged from your mother, and now you are surrounded by all of the Mother's Day stuff that's in this culture, I will say that it is appropriate and it is a good idea to, within reason, do honor and grieving and any kind of ritual or any kind of behavior within reason that kind of manifests that, that kind of works that stuff out of your head. And at the same time, there has to be a balance. There needs to be a degree of celebration, whether you're celebrating her life, whether you're celebrating other mothers whom you know, or whatever the contrast. I would say let there be a balance between the grieving and the positive. So we'll say right now, and not in the way Karen Finley did in her performance artist CD, which is rather gruesome from beginning to end, called A Certain Level of Denial. Hello, mother. Hello, mothers. Hello, mothers in book burner land. Hello, everlasting Godstopper, who is a mother to the Mac goddess. There's a zillion of them. To all mothers who listen to the show, or to any mother connected to a person who is one of the book burners anywhere in the world. Hello. Happy celebrating. Hope you are, at the very least, pampered and spoiled today. Hello, Lady Drusilla. Hello, all mothers who are great and wonderful people who are in any way even remotely connected to Bookburner Land. And may you not only be pampered and stroked and coddled and full of affection and joy and life's energy today, but all the time, all year round, not just a fucking day, but all the time. So, hello, mothers. from Reverend Bookburn, from the Reverend is in at RadioVolta.org and AtheistNetwork.com, and 2 independent radio stations in the state of Washington, 1 in Olympia and 1 in Seattle. Speaking of Lady Drusilla, the Reverend wants to say Happy Mother's Day to you. You and Mephistopheles are dear friends, and we celebrate the fact here, Father Levine and I are celebrating the fact that you found each other, that you are there for each other, that you, two cherished book burners, are in a challenging time, but the good news is there is always miracles and magic on the Reverend is in. There is always peace and healing on the Reverend is in. And we are going to send through the cyber waves some of that energy in your direction. You will get through this challenging time, as they say, and you will see a light at the end of the tunnel, and you will find your way back to each other. And when that happens, we will celebrate on this show Mephistopheles, Lady Drusilla, two book burners in this beautiful Philadelphia area. Two wonderful people who are hitting a speed bump in the road of life. Not quite falling down a well. But even if they did, we'd just be here to pull them out. But hitting a speed bump, and we are sending love and positive vibes, peace and healing in their directions. Two wonderful people. Two people who have just been spectacularly bedazzling to the Reverend in good times and in less than good times. So, sending a big mushy clergy kiss. Mwah. And hello to all clinic defenders out there, and to the brave and fearless patients and patient companions at the clinics. And we continue to get reports. Let's play some more Evil Mothers in the background. Tina Italiano, other patient companions. We've been reported about the escorts at the Northeast Philadelphia Women's Clinic, all the way down the line, for going through intensified harassment by the American Christian Taliban and the people with links to the terrorist factions of the anti-abortion movement. A movement that has perpetrated over 100 bombings. A movement that has perpetrated over a dozen shooting incidents. Over 30 occurrences of the use of butyric acid. A movement perpetrators of literally thousands of assaults. Hundreds of incidents of stalkings, including family members of doctors, including children, small children of doctors, and grandchildren of doctors. The people who stand up to these assholes, and locally, the movement, the anti-choice movement, has intensified. The Reverend believes that is in part due to the encouragement by the bloody Bush regime, and how much they have allowed the American Christian Taliban to actually increase their influence over U.S. policies, further shit-canning democracy and diversity, or even the pretense of these kinds of concepts. The harassment and intensity has dramatically escalated. They have been very encouraged and pumped in these times, and we salute the brave souls who stand up to that shit. in the Philadelphia area. If you would like to check out the assholes who are the perpetrators, and if you are a prankster, but harmless, as you know, the Reverend insists all things be harmless, and hopefully funny, and don't screw up, or you'll embarrass yourself, go to ColumbusBaptistChurch.org. These are the assholes in the Philadelphia area. And if you're not from the Philadelphia area, go there anyway, just for a good laugh. And maybe your creative juices will be flowing. And speaking of American Christian Taliban, there's lots of news for the forthcoming film that we just know is going to be great. We just know this is going to be great. And it's going to be such a welcome contrast and relief to that asshole, Mel Gibson, former recipient of Asshole of the Week. This film is going to be called Heart of the Beholder. And they have finished casting, and it's full steam ahead. And if this web page is not updated, I can forward you the email update. But they have some impressive people in the cast. And they're shooting in the L.A. area, all you L.A. book burners. And you can, although you still might be able to be an extra if you'll settle for that. It's at beholder.com. And again, there's a lot of news. If it's not on the site, I will forward that to you. And one more plug. The one group taking action, and we'll get back to this later, but the one group taking action towards the prisoner torture issue in Iraq is a group called Move On, which is one word online, moveon.org, taking action against the prisoner abuse and the torture issue of many people. And it should be pointed out that like the American prisons and like Guantanamo, it's not something that where it's full of people who are guilty of one thing or another. There are countless people that are detained, I believe that's the word they like to use, a nice innocent sounding word, detained in these kinds of places, who have nothing to do with anything, and find themselves rounded up. And there's resources for full reports on that. But for now, if you want to take action, go to moveon.org. Okay, we will discuss when we come back. Great. Dr. Susan Block. Great. And her Masturbation Month celebrations. And you can go to her site now at drsusanblock.com. And in her editorials, there's Masturbation 101. And her great book, The Ten Commandments of Pleasure, and a whole lot more. We'll get back to her later. And also a possible future show is baptism. And the Reverend can't wait. I'd hope the people were serious. I don't know them. But if they're serious, we'll have to make that a special night. Our first baby in here. And we'll probably play a song or two from the Hold a kidney. Soundtrack to Rosemary's Baby. All right, I am going to have to experiment with this turntable because this is a Monty Python record, and like a lot of the punk records, they just kind of fuck with you as to like which side is which and what is on what side, and they just kind of leave all the stuff.
Russia ended quietly as with devices to prevent.
Now, penetration and.
I think we better get.
Okay, that's not the right side. They don't tell you what is on what side, so. I have to fuck with this. And, this is why I miss, Marlon, a great engineer. However, This is from the soundtrack to The Meaning of Life. It goes out to the anti-choice goonery. And, it has to be on this side.
Can't stop again. Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Too early in the record.
Can we have your liver, then?
No. I don't want to die.
Oh, come on. It's perfectly natural. Only take a couple of minutes.
Things seem hard.
All right. I'll tell you what. Listen to this.
Okay.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious, or dull.
While we're waiting for every sperm is sacred.
And you feel that you can't quite
treat yourself to some humor at whitehouse.org.
Just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving.
Oh, that's way before this.
Downhill on Earth.
Makes you feel so sort of insignificant.
The meaning six. The autumn years.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And you won't. A couple
of Grand Marnier, Bacon, and a cream. A Richard Shepherd.
Okay.
Excellent. Perhaps you're not.
We'll find it.
Yes? Is it about the right?
Bells ring.
All right, I am going to play this record for the last
clear any longer.
Time. All right,
Mohammed.
We are finding it.
Come in, my little
crisply fried babies, or if you're cooking on gas, about 194. But of course, the real problem is that by far the great majority of these fried eggs are born in areas least able to support them.
The Meaning of Life, Part 2. The Third World. Yorkshire.
Now, who's tea time, is it?
Come on now, here we go. Now, Vincent, Tessa, Valerie, Janine, Martha, Andrew, Thomas, Walter, Pat, Linda, Michael, Evadne, Alice, Dominic, and Sasha, it's your bedtime. Now, don't argue. Laura, Alfred, Nigel, Annie, Simon, and...
Wait.
Linda...
I've got something to tell the whole family.
Oh, quick, go and get the other thing, Gordon.
The mill's closed. There's no more work. We're destitute. Come in, my little loves. I've got no option but to sell you all for scientific experiments. No, no, that's the way it is, my loves. Blame the Catholic Church for not letting me wear one of those little rubber things. Oh, they've done some wonderful things in their time. They've preserved the might and majesty, even mystery of the Church of Rome. And the sanctity of the sacraments, the indivisible oneness of the Trinity. But if they let me wear one of those little rubber things on the end of my cock, we won't be in the mess we are now.
Couldn't Mummy have worn some sort of pessary?
Not if we're going to remain members of the fastest growing religion in the world, my boy. You see, we believe... Well, let me put it like this.
There are Jews in the world. There are Buddhists. There are Hindus and Mormons and then... There are those that follow Mohammed's books. I've never been one of them. I'm a Roman Catholic, and have been since before I was born. And the one thing they say about Catholics is they'll take you as soon as you're warm. You don't have to be a six-footer. You don't have to have a great brain. You don't have to have any clothes on. You're a Catholic the moment that came. Because every sperm is sacred. Every sperm is great. If a sperm is wasted, God gets quite irate.
Thank you.
So you see my problem, little ones. I can't keep you all here any longer.
Speak up!
I can't keep you all here any longer. God has blessed us so much, I can't afford to feed you anymore.
Can you have your balls cut off?
Oh, it's not as simple as that, Nigel. God knows all. He'd see through such a cheap trick. What we do to ourselves, we do to him.
You could have had them pulled off in an accident.
No, children, I know you're trying to help, but believe me, my mind's made up. I've given this long and careful thought, and it has to be medical experiments for the lot of you.
But the tragic events at number 42 did not go unobserved by the neighbours.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news. The British invasion of Russia ended quietly yesterday with the unconditional surrender of Moscow to Lieutenant Simon Pring. In Dusseldorf, the British pair Nanette and Napoleon Hardcastle have won everything they could possibly have entered for. And British weather has been named by Climate Magazine as the best in the world.
Look at them, bloody Catholics, filling the bloody world up with bloody people they can't afford to bloody feed.
What are we, dear?
Protestant, and fiercely proud of it.
Why do they have so many children?
Because every time they have sexual intercourse, they have to have a baby.
But it's the same with us, Harry.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, we've got two children, and we've had sexual intercourse twice.
That's not the point. We could have it any time we wanted.
Really?
Oh, yes. And what's more, because we don't believe in all that papist claptrap, we can take precautions.
What do you mean? Lock the door?
No, no. I mean, because we are members of the Protestant Reformed Church, which successfully challenged the autocratic power of the papacy in the mid-16th century, we can wear little rubber devices to prevent issue.
What do you mean?
I could, if I wanted, have sexual intercourse with you.
Oh, yes, Harry.
And by wearing a rubber sheath over my old fella, I could ensure that when I came off, you would not be impregnated.
Ooh.
That's what being a Protestant's all about. That's why it's the church for me. That's why it's the church for anyone who respects the individual and the individual's right to decide for him or herself. When Martin Luther nailed his protest up to the church door in 1517, he may not have realized the full significance of what he was doing. But 400 years later, thanks to him, my dear, I can wear whatever I want on my John Thomas. And Protestantism doesn't stop at the simple condom. Oh, no. I can wear French ticklers if I want.
You what?
French ticklers, black mambos, crocodile ribs, sheaths that are designed not only to protect, but also to enhance the stimulation of sexual congress.
Have you got one?
Have I got one? Well, no. But I can go down the road any time I want and walk into Harry's and hold my head up high and say in a loud, steady voice, Harry, I want you to sell me a condom. In fact, today I think I'll have a French tickler, for I am a Protestant.
Well, why don't you?
But they cannot. Because their church never made the great leap out of the Middle Ages and the domination of alien episcopal supremacy.
The Adventures of Martin Luther. An exciting and controversial examination of the Protestant reformer whose reassessment of the role of the individual in Christian belief shook the foundations of a post-feudal Germany in the grip of the 16th century.
The Meaning of Life. Part 3. Growth and Learning.
I'm seriously, what are you doing? Hey, Ben, give me the bubble gum in this part of it, come. Hey, Ben, you're not going to be dirty long, steady run.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop Deagle Double G, but I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few wins as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But for what?
We don't let them hide.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke a ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking in the
laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, talking in love, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Back. I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours before I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that be captivating me. Who listens to the words that I speak as I take me a drink to the middle of the street and get to mackin' to this bitch named Shady. She used to be the homeboy's lady. Degrees when I tell that bitch, please raise up off these NUPs, cause you get none of these at ease. As I mob with the dog pound, feel the breeze, the eye chub jet.
Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money.
Later on that day, my homie Dr. Dre came through with a gang of Tango Ray and a fat ass Jay of some bubonic chronic that made me choke. Shit, this ain't no joke. I had to back up off of it and sit my cup down. Tango Ray and chronic, yeah, I'm fucked up now. But it ain't no stopping, I'm still popping. Dre got some bitches from the city of Compton to serve me, not with a cherry on top. Cause when I bust my nut, I'm raising the box to cock. Don't get upset, girl, that's just how it goes. I don't love you hoes, I'm out the door. And I'll be
rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice. Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice. Biatch.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking window, sipping on gin and juice. Biatch.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
My name is Nurse Ratchet. I am an RN. And I am a Christian supremacist with borderline personality disorder. And I hate social workers. I hate people from at-risk communities. Drug addicts, people with AIDS, people with mental illness, people who are homeless. I hate all of them. I am the mighty Christian supremacist RN, and I want to abuse other people. I want to push for faith-based social services. And I want to put a stop to the Reverend.
And speaking of faith-based initiatives, let us play a song for the Reverend's own faith-based social services providers, SSS, Satanic Social Services, which clearly is eligible to earn a faith-based grant from the Taliban-modeled, theocratic, anti-democracy, religious funding from public monies, Bush regime. SSS is entitled to all of that and more. The theme song from Satanic Social Services. This is by death metal band Mercyful Fate. This is entitled, and this goes out to our lovely RN, Into the Coven. Play. Thank you.
A vida não é um sonho pra mim, é do Sancho que chora chupando chiclete. O Sancho tem chance e a chance, o chicote é o vento e a morte mascando que chora. Chicote no Sancho, moinho sem vinho, não corra, me puxe, eu vinho, meu puxe. Que triste caminho sem Sancho Pichote, só chance, chicote, só vida na morte. O Sancho tem chance e a chance, o chicote é o vento e a morte, mas quando que chora, chicote no Sancho, no meio, sem rir, não é como eu puxo, não é como eu puxo. E esse caminho, sem Sancho, que chora, só chance, chicote, só vida.
The rip-off. My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes. It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Actually, both are pluralized. First, we'll start with runners up. Runners up to Asshole of the Week are a prison guard company from Pennsylvania called SCI. And their privatized employees. And I have a ton of information that can be emailed to you. Quail@sjcdc.org. Write to me and you'll get it. The guard companies from SCI, who were the participants, among the participants in the torture and abuses of prisoners in Iraq, many of them innocents. They were among the smiling men and women who were posing for pictures, and, well, the pictures you already know about, and bragging about their inhuman behavior. They are the runners-up to Assholes of the Week, and that leaves us with those very special someones, and it's not Donald Rumsfeld, he was already Asshole of the Week. We had a request here too for him. Assholes of the Week are the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, who decided that they did not want women to have access to emergency contraception over the counter and have made a ruling against such access. The FDA, people who suck Bin Laden's dick, people who make the Taliban and Al-Qaeda proud, people who make all fundamentalists proud with their women hostile and birth control hostile policies. The FDA representatives of the American Christian Taliban and Bloody Bush regime denying access to emergency contraception otherwise known as ECP to women. Hey, where's the fart sound? Play me a fart sound. Thank you. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong.
Oh, shit, man! Well, I'll warn you when you do one of those, man!
Thank you. Deniers of contraceptive access for women. The FDA. And you can spread information to every woman you know about emergency contraception and the abortion pill, RU486, at a website, the link of which should go everywhere in cyberspace. AbortionAccess.org. Because information is dwindling thanks to the Bush regime, the American Christian Taliban, and their fellow fuckheads on school boards nationwide, and now the Food and Drug Administration. So the officials of the FDA, you are assholes of the week. Definitely enough of these sounds. Right. You want to hear more? Oh, man. All right, little one, buddy. All right, no more fart sounds. Gonna play a little comedy and then get ready to close out. This is by Paul Krasner, and this is his Irony Live CD. You can get it, including the band introduction, from paulkrasner.com, paulkrasner.com, where all of his great books and CDs are available. This is his most recent CD called Irony Lives. He was introduced at this live comedy appearance by the guy who did the voice for Homer Simpson, but Fox sued to prevent his introduction. Or his name on the title. So anyway, we're going to play from Irony Lives. This is Paul Krasner doing My Cannabis Cup Runneth Over.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to go to the Kesey Memorial in Oregon because I was going to Amsterdam at the time for the 14th annual Cannabis Cup, where I would be inducted into the Counterculture Hall of Fame, an ambition of mine since I was 3 years old. And the thing about a cannabis cup is that it's a competition. I mean, it's essentially illegal there. You can go into a coffee shop and they show you the menu of, and they have like all these different brands. So the thing about a competition like this is that the first joint you smoke is always the winner. Because it's cumulative, you know, it's not like a wine tasting ceremony where you drink a little and you spit it out. And so after a while you just lose your perspective. And the last thing that I heard before we left the United States was George W. Bush in his speech, quoting that guy who was on the plane, and he said, "Let's roll." And that's all that they were doing there. Let's roll. I'm going to roll another now. Roll. Let's roll. Let's roll another. And they just rolled one after another. And I couldn't wait till I got back to the States where I could stop smoking pot for a while. Because there was no surcease there, you know. I mean, to have pleasure, you have to have surcease so you can compare it to not having that particular pleasure. High Times magazine once had a questionnaire, and one of the questions was, is it possible to smoke too much pot? You know, a reader wrote in and said, "I don't understand the question." Where do you draw the line? Is it possible to have too much patriotism? I mean, there are children now who are going to the orthodontist and they're getting red, white, and blue braces for their teeth. There are adults who are now using red, white, and blue condoms, which presumably at the moment of climax have a computer chip that plays, "O Come All Ye Faithful." There are Osama bin Laden piñatas, which are probably manufactured in Afghanistan. You know, and when they're bopped open with a baseball bat, out falls a bunch of anthrax. But the show of patriotism to me had such a gung-ho, scary attitude that I thought maybe it's possible to be too patriotic. But I never had any school spirit when I was in school. I mean, I didn't even have any team spirit when I played ball. I didn't care if my team won. I mean, I played my best, But, you know, I was obsessed with cosmic consciousness. I mean, I would think about infinite time and space until I got a headache. Because it's inconceivable. So I would have to fake enthusiasm. I got in trouble when the coach criticized me for having insincere infield chatter. When my team lost, I would have to fake disappointment. And you try and figure, why was I different from all the other kids like this? And you trace it back and back, you know, and it's a mystery. I trace it back to when I was 7 years old, and there was a kid in my class who had gotten in front of the class, unzipped his fly, and exposed himself to the class. And he got sent to reform school. And I didn't have the vocabulary to articulate it, but I thought, well, this doesn't quite have the punishment fitting the crime. And so my intuition was to test the rules because they all seem so arbitrary. So I got up in front of the class and I unzipped my fly and displayed a picture of a penis that I had drawn. They didn't quite know how to handle that. We didn't call it a penis then. I mean, we had a family name for it. A lot of people have family names for their genitals. But in my family, they didn't even know the word penis. They called it a pippy. That was our family name for the penis, Pippi Krasner. No relation to Pippi Longstocking. I must have had, it would now be labeled as attention deficit disorder, but which is just a cover-up for the suppression of natural curiosity. But if I, and I suspect perhaps everyone in this room, if we were going to school today, we would, every one of us, be force-fed Ritalin through a Pez dispenser. So I don't have an ending, actually. I truly appreciate you being here. I couldn't have done it without you. Maybe I could say, that's all, folks. But since I should be able to take it as well as dish it out, when I count three, why don't you all just say, fuck you, Paul Krasner. One, two, three. Fuck you, Paul Krasner. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
You heard Paul Krasner doing the Cannabis Cup on the cover from his comedy CD, Irony Lives. Before that, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com did Dr. Laura Hoare. The Big Boys did Fun, Fun, Fun. And a psychedelic band from the 60s from Brazil. And hello, Brazil, book burners. Called As Mutantes, did a track untitled, since there's no titles on this CD. Merciful Fate did Into the Coven, Snoop Doggy Dogg did Gin and Juice, and started off with Monty Python from the soundtrack to The Meaning of Life. You heard Every Sperm is Sacred. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight has been Foreplay to the Master Betathon. And next week on The Reverend Is In, Foreplay to the Master Betathon Foreplay to the Master Betathon Part 2. And you can check it out at masterbetathon.org with a hyphen between each word, or darklady.com. Check out Dr. Susie's shows at drsusanblock.com and her new editorial, Indecent Insurgents. Watch What You Say, and that's about the censorship of Stern, Extreme Associates Video Company, and others, and probably all of us, by the time this Nazi regime gets removed from office. If you want to write to me, write Red Book Burn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. And let's see, 2 weeks, Charles Manson and his influence on U.S. policy. And then at the end of May, we'll have the now annual tradition, Memorial Day special. And we'll try to make it memorable. And that's close to it. Let's see, are you guys ready? There's shows on every outlet. AN, I don't know what's next. Washington stations, I don't know what next. But next here is Seclusiastic. Say it again. Seclusiasis. With D79 and guest, and that'll be rockin'. I'm going to play a final song and then sign off. Let's play some Nashville pussy. This is Johnny Hot Rod. Good night.
One, two, one, two, three! Thank you.